about relativity, July 20th. Shalom. 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 Greetings, this is Giuliano. We are the Arcturians. Today, let us look again at North America and the many rapid changes that are occurring throughout North America. We look at the weather, we look at the many different factors contributing to the earth changes, and we see rapidness, changes that are occurring dramatically that have long-lasting effects, and seemingly these changes are coming quickly, more quickly than one can imagine or predict. Although we are working on North America today, let us just say something about the flooding that has occurred in Germany, in Western Germany. The point is that this is a once in 500 year event, and secondly, that it occurred so rapidly that no one was prepared. Not only was nobody prepared, but no one could even imagine that such an event would happen, and certainly no one could expect that it would happen so rapidly. But this is the type of imbalances that are occurring now all over the globe. Today, we acknowledge and focus specifically on North America, but we also acknowledge that the energies, the weather patterns, the ocean current patterns, the air is so interrelated with the entire planet. And therefore, we must consider holographically how North America is being affected. And even today we know that the smoke from the fires in the Northwest are affecting many parts of the planet and many parts of North America, including the air quality. Perhaps we are coming to a point in the understanding of the earth and climate that what happens in one part affects everything, affects the whole planet. And this is an awareness, this is a consciousness that must be accepted in order for earth changes to be put on hold. Imbalances and chaotic shifts can be addressed through unity, can be addressed through unity consciousness and uniting of efforts. This is the only way that these erratic, unexpected, but major earth changes can be brought back under control. So today, we will look at these situations. And incidentally, I want to point out that the virus is integrated into all of this. Because if you look at the path of the virus and look at how it goes up and down, how unexpected things happen, then it's symbolically or metaphorically an expression of an imbalance that is all over the planet. And please remember that there are millions or even billions of mammals that are dying now remember that even from the heat dome, there were reports of certain types of fish that were being overheated and dying in the rivers. So this is all part of the mass extinction process. And we are wanting to make sure that everyone on the planet and everyone in North America has the right perspective, because it is only with the right perspective and the united effort that there will be a immediate solution to a long and ongoing problem. So we will work specifically on the fires, the virus, air quality for today, and also on the awareness, planetary awareness in North America, that all is united. We are all brothers and sisters, and also that what is happening in the one part of the world is affecting all parts of the world, so that we are going to be asking for a unity effort. Take three breaths. And feel and become aware of yourself going into a state of deep relaxation and spiritual awareness. Become aware of your aura and command your aura to go into the shape of the cosmic egg. Command that your aura be in perfect alignment, expanding, flexible, become aware of the outer edge. Sometimes I refer to it as the pulse barrier, the pulse boundary of the aura. And listening to my tones, begin to pulse your aura. Ta 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 as your aura is shimmering, allow your spirit to rise up out of the aura, out of the crown chakra, and traveling at the speed of thought to the ring of ascension around the earth. And as you arrive at the ring of ascension, I, Hilioa, Tomar, and some of my students are waiting for you in a circle of light. We are gathered with you today. We are with you in all ways and with you on your journey for helping to bring this planet back into balance. Our first thought will be projected onto a white screen in the center of our circle of light. And that is, we are asking for planetary awareness of the holographic nature of the Earth. Let there be now holographic awareness of the interactions of the Earth, so that there is a unity that what happens in one part affects the all. What happens with the fires in Oregon is affecting the entire country, including the air quality. But it's also going to be affecting the food. It's going to be affecting the plant and animal life. And what is happening in Mexico is affecting the United States. And what is happening in the United States is affecting Canada. And what is happening in the North America is affecting South America and is affecting Europe and Asia and Africa. This is the holographic consciousness of the planet. And we are asking for the purpose of planetary interventions that this holographic nature become into everyone's consciousness now, but in particular in North America. Again, let's focus on the thought, let there be awareness of the planetary holographic nature for all beings in North America. See those words, let there be a holographic awareness for planetary intervention for all peoples in North America. See that affirmation or word it in a way that will suit your thinking. See that on a white screen in the center of our circle. Good. Now, we direct our attention to the very dramatic and traumatic fires in the Northwest, and we realize that only strong rains can bring this under control. And we see the rains coming, particularly the rains coming from Hawaii, sometimes called the Pineapple Express. It may not be the right time of the year. It may not be an expected phenomena, but let us see, let us work for that. For it is only with the rains that this fire can be brought under control. Man does not have the resources to put this fire out. In fact, some were suggesting the fire would go on as long as Thanksgiving. Think about that. Thanksgiving is in November. We are only in July. We do not want this fire to go on for three more months. So focus on the weather currents, the jet streams, on bringing the, quote, Pineapple Express type moisture to the Northwest and all of California. Now, see that as a radar map, radar weather map of Northwest and California. Focus on that now as we go into meditation. project to the best of your ability that weather map. That is going to bring the rains to the Northwest and to all of California. Sometimes the weather phenomena called the Pineapple Express. Picture that map or weather radar on the white screen. So we have the affirmation about the holographic nature of the planet, and underneath that project the weather map, bringing this rain phenomena to the Northwest. And this rain will stop the smoke that will clear up the breathing. But as we are meditating and focusing on the needs of North America, we must also be aware of air quality, for this is a major issue. In this era of extinctions, breathing becomes a highly valued commodity. Being able to breathe fresh air, being able to breathe clean air. And this is a problem because what is happening in China is affecting the air quality in the North America, and vice versa. It is all interactive. But we need to have clearings of pollution, clearings of smoke, clearings. And this is placing a tremendous stress on the Earth's feedback loop system, because the Earth's feedback loop system is having difficulty keeping up with what is necessary to keep the air quality. So we're going to ask the Earth feedback loop system to the best of its ability, making the necessary changes and adaptations so that air quality throughout North America will be kept at the highest level possible given this planetary crisis. So underneath the weather map, put let the feedback loop system maximize the air quality over North America to its highest possible level. So focus on these three issues. Oh. And now when we come to the virus, it certainly is a worldwide event. And specifically, we need unity and we need brotherhood, sisterhood energy, and we need the acceleration of a discovery for treatment. It is clear, especially in the polarized situation in North America, particularly in the United States, that a unified approach, i.e. mass vaccination, is having difficulty. And in a polarized situation, there is people going into each camp holding tight. But I, Juliana, say to you that there is a simple treatment, even for these strange variants that are occurring. And I'm asking that the simple treatment, when I say simple, for example, existing medications, existing cocktails of relatively inexpensive over-the-counter, in some cases, treatments will be discovered in a combination called a cocktail. There already is a research indicating that some of the anti-cholesterol drugs have a positive effect on diminishing the danger. And it is our belief that there would be universal acceptance of a simple treatment that will be highly effective. So I'm asking that we focus in the last part of our biorelativity on the emergence, the discovery, and acceptance of a universal treatment that will work not only in North America, but all over the planet. For it will be unrealistic to expect the entire planet to be vaccinated. There are not the resources, there's not the will, there's not the manpower to vaccinate everybody, plus there is the resistance. And therefore, allow the simple treatment to be discovered, inexpensive, simple treatment of it that already exists, of simplistic, over-the-counter in some cases, combinations of medicine with others, inexpensive medicines, such as anti-cholesterol drugs, to be discovered and implemented as soon as possible. Best of your ability, hold all four of these thoughts on the white screen. To repeat, the thoughts of the discovery of a simple treatment, a universal simple treatment, clearing of the air, bringing of rain, and holding the holographic consciousness of the planet. Focus on all those to the best of your ability, imprinting them on a white screen, and we'll go into final meditation, and then we will download it into the noosphere. We'll go into silence. Will now be downloaded at the count of three into the noosphere. One, two, three, now. Our powerful thoughts and requests will now be manifested as we drop it into the noosphere. Take one final deep breath in the Ring of Ascension, feeling the power of the fifth dimensional light and energy. And prepare to leave the Ring of Ascension, entering the corridor and traveling at the speed of thought back into your physical body. Re-entering in perfect alignment back into your aura, which has been shimmering, by the way, all of the time that you were there. So you re-enter and feel the power energetically of a strong, healthy, vital aura with a very strong immune system quality of protection. You're back into your body, and back into normal consciousness. Open your eyes and welcome back to Earth. I'm Giuliano. Good day.